A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet. I said that again. It's a bit flat.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, games, not games, TV, comics, friendship.
We always put games in. Like, every time we wing this, which is a bad idea, whenever we wing the intro, we always just throw in games. We're talking about games once every 6 months, right?
That's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
If we do it once a year, we could include it.
Okay, great.
Fair?
Sure. We might talk about games this week, actually, now that I think about it.
Okay, cool.
Just briefly. Yeah.
All right. My name is James. You might know me as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host and confidant.
Oh.
Nicholas Mason. Because you're so confident.
I'm very confident. I've got a certain amount of confidence.
It's got him.
Just for the record, we know what that word means. just don't send us emails.
All right. Straight to the news?
Yep.
You're familiar with the Wonder Woman movie that's coming... Maybe 2017?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe probably. 2018, I can't remember.
I don't know.
Dates.
Exactly. Might bump it if another movie comes out to compete with it. Sure, yeah. I'm aware of that movie.
Michelle McLaren was directing it. She did some Game of Thrones episodes and some Walking Dead.
Now you're saying she was directing it?
Yes, because the past tense, because she left for the thing to do a different... No, to not do a different movie. Creative differences, gone.
Interesting.
Apparently one of the creative differences was she wanted to give Wonder Woman a sidekick Tiger that she'd talk to. Now, I'm not sure whether that means that Tiger talked or whether she'd be like, "What's going on, Tiger?" And then the Tiger would just nod. Like,
what is this? Is this one of your joke news articles? This is a real... Are you opening with joke news?
I'm not opening with joke news.
Is there any comic
When do I ever do joke news?
You've done it from time to time.
Once a year.
Yeah. So... Is there a comic... I do not recall a comic book precedent where she has a tiger.
Apparently
sidekick.
Not. I vaguely looked into it and apparently no. And look, it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And people would have hated it and it probably wouldn't have worked. But is it dumber than anything else in comics?
No, but the fans, mate. Come on.
Yeah.
The fans want...
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's
don't
not...
Don't mess with the fans.
I don't think it's a great idea.
No.
But...
Where's the tiger come from?
Her island, I guess.
No.
Maybe it's a tiger off that cereal box.
Oh, yeah, sure. Tony the Tiger.
That's him.
Yeah.
Would you hate that?
I think Amazonian female empowerment is great. That's what he'd say.
Do you reckon it'd be a male tiger? Well, if it was Tony, it would be.
It'd have to be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, it's... Yeah, so she's gone.
Okay.
Look, but I think that's probably for the best if they're not agreeing regardless.
Yeah, I mean...
if there's no shared kind of vision. Yeah.
I don't know. Just a touch of... That feels just like a touch of the Spider-Man musical.
Sure.
Is that in... Look, this plot isn't going to work unless we add in a talking tiger. So, you know. Look, I don't know. Maybe she'd work better on the He-Man movie?
Yeah, absolutely.
There is a talking tiger
there
in that,
is.
Of sorts?
Yeah, of sorts, yeah. Absolutely. I completely agree. Mm. That's what I thought. Cringer or Battle Cat.
Mm.
Yeah. How did people not realize that was the same tiger?
It's exactly.
Green. It's green.
There's only one in the entire planet, right? There's just
apparently,
the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all right. But anyway, Patty Jenkins has...
It's almost like it was a cartoon series for children.
Mm, almost. Almost.
Mm, it's almost
very close.
Like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Patty Jenkins, though, jumped on board.
Oh, yes.
Who you might know from...
I don't.
She did Monster.
Let me tell you, I don't.
She did Monster.
With Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I haven't seen that, but apparently that's a very good movie.
Okay, there we go.
So, you know, it's fine. It all works out, or won't, depending if it's good or not. Would a tiger work... We were talking about the Batman v Superman Justice trailer of Dawn.
Okay.
Would a talking, or not even non-talking tiger work in that universe?
I think it would be intriguing if you put it in that trailer.
Sure.
You'd be like, what tiger is this? That would send people into just a flurry of
this. Absolutely.
Just trying to dig up, like, old issues and, you know, just trying to find this tiger. Where's the tiger?
So, yeah.
Have you always had those headphones?
Yeah, I wear them literally every week.
Huh.
Do you want them?
No.
I can hear you real clear.
Great.
I can hear you breathing through your nose. It's very soothing.
All right, great.
Anyway.
Good work. They're great.
Thanks. Matthew Vaughan.
That wasn't going to be a segue into me promoting headphones.
Do you want a pair? I can probably get you a pair. I've asked you before if you want headphones.
I don't want headphones. Okay. No. It's my ears got to be free, man.
But you can judge kind of your distance and like you
don't want to do that.
Okay. You just want to go into it.
Yeah.
Blind or deaf, as it were.
Raw.
Like a tiger.
Yes.
Okay. Matthew Vaughan is apparently in talks to direct Flash Gordon for 20th Century Fox.
Interesting. They're going to try that again.
Apparently so. Yeah, well, if you remember, George Lucas wanted to do Flash Gordon and then he ended up doing Star Wars because they were like, you can't do that.
Sure.
Flash Gordon's a treasure.
Mm.
And
all right, what are the odds of this going anywhere other than... You might have more to this news, but what are the...
I don't.
What are the odds of this going any further than The Phantom, The Shadow, John Carter of Mars? Is this going to work?
Well, because it's Matthew Vaughan.
Yeah.
But I also think... I think he'd be more suited to Starlight. We've talked about Starlight before.
Yes.
It's a Mark Millar or Miller.
It's an homage to Flash Gordon.
Which is not much Flash Gordon. And he's done Kick-Ass, which is Mark Millar.
Right.
And he recently did Kingsman, which is Mark Millar. So I feel like... Well,
if anybody can do it,
yeah.
It's old Matty Vaughan.
I think that would be more interesting as well because, I don't know, would you... I mean, we would go see a Flash Gordon movie, but I didn't see John Carter.
Exactly. I wouldn't go see it. I would not go see a Flash Gordon movie.
But you would for this.
For Matthew Vaughan. Yes, I would. Yes.
Yeah. No, I meant for this podcast. For the
I'd have to, wouldn't I? Yeah.
To earn those headphones you want so much.
Oh, yes.
You have to go see
great
movies you hate.
Mm.
Yeah. So yeah, sure. I wouldn't really care. If Matthew Vaughan does it, I'd be like, okay, I'm interested. If anybody else really, then no.
It's kind of, I feel that also Flash Gordon is one of those. Thank you. Exactly my point is that it has that dumb cult vibe to it. So it's not going to work in the sense of people want it to be super dumb fun with a Queen soundtrack.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be that.
Do you think they're just going to do Guardians with Flash Gordon
if
they did it?
Yes, I do. Absolutely, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? Who do you think Sam Jones will be? Because they've got to give him a cameo.
They're making the guy from the TV show from 2004.
Excellent.
Do you remember that show?
Sort of.
I don't remember what it was about. I never saw it. It was the guy from Smallville, the blonde bully, Lana's boyfriend, and he was Flash Gordon.
Huh.
And he was the savior of the universe.
Oh.
And,
well, that's a good start.
No, I don't know.
Good tidings for this
you
one.
You know what? Chris Hemsworth.
There we go.
Or the other Hemsworth. Or the other Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
One of the Hemsworths worth I.
Shecky Hemsworth. Yes, all right, here we go. Next bit of news.
James Gunn says that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 will be about fathers. Like that. Like he said that Guardians of the Galaxy 1 was very much about Peter Quill and his mother.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. And mothers in general.
Mm.
I don't remember that if there were mothers in general.
I just recall the one.
Yeah.
And she was in it at the start and for like 2 seconds at the end.
Yes.
Mm.
But her presence was felt. The presents that she gave him.
Oh, yeah, the mixtapes.
Yes.
Great.
But he says the second one will be very much about fathers.
Okay.
So
one father.
Yes.
Based on his track record of lies that we've just discovered, it'll be about one father. It'll be Peter Quill's father.
Yes.
Who's some sort of space prince or whatever.
Yeah, no, they're not doing that.
Oh.
So, yeah, maybe they'll do like Adam Warlock. Maybe they'll make him a Ravenger. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's already been, maybe we've already seen him and we don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, great.
Sure.
I'm excited for that movie. Aren't you?
Mm, maybe it's Howard the Duck.
Maybe.
Because we've definitely seen him.
I did see some Howard the Duck news and I skipped over it. I went, I should read that. Something about a reboot. I don't know. Anyway.
A movie reboot?
I don't know. Well, great. They've already rebooted the comic, sort of, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming so. Doesn't matter.
Great.
Ryan the Goose Gosling.
Oh, yes.
Is in talks or negotiations to be in Blade Runner 2.
Mmm.
So, cool. If that's true. He... Seems like he's in talks for a lot of stuff that then doesn't happen. Like, he's rumored for literally everything.
Give me another example.
I think he was, like, Green Lantern. I think they talked about him for the Batman role. Not that he was a shoe-in or anything,
oh, absolutely,
but I think they
not,
talked
no
about it.
Mm.
And I think he's even gone on record saying that he doesn't like superhero stuff. But
wow.
I might be wrong. But, yeah.
Want to dig your own grave, Gosling.
Oh,
for a few years until the bubble bursts and then you'll be fine again. Why do you do that?
Then you have a typecast yourself.
Yeah.
No, well, did you actually hear, this is unrelated, what's his name? Josh Hartnett.
Yes.
Spoke earlier this week how he turned down Christian Bale's Batman role because he didn't want to get typecast. And then because of that, he didn't get offered the role in The Prestige, the Christian Bale role. And he said he regrets that because he would have loved to work with Christopher Nolan more. And he feels like by getting rid of Batman, by not doing Batman, that's kind of hurt his career.
Right.
His fear of being typecast was unfounded because Christian Bale has gone on to do lots of other stuff. He's in that Terminator movie that you love. He's in...
Continue.
No, he did the boxing one with Mark Wahlberg where he's really good.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But he's good. You know, he's a good actor.
Are you saying Hartnett's on par with him, and had he gotten those same opportunities, he would be on that track?
I'm not saying... I like Josh Hartnett a lot.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't know. I think he probably would have opened more doors for him.
Okay,
basically. Yeah, I've said this before. I think he would have been a great young Indiana Jones, or Indiana Jones' son in Crystal Skull. I think he suits it better than what we got.
Sure.
But then again, it's probably better.
He who shall not be known.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Blade Runner 2, Ryan Gosling. You okay with it?
Any particular role they have in mind?
No. Probably a Blade Runner.
I reckon whatever role they need for that. He's got that look.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. Like you could Aryan him up and
you could definitely Aryan him up. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You like Blade Runner, don't you?
I think we've talked about this before, but it's one of those movies that I had to see in high school
for
literature or English class or something like that. And so it's always been tainted by the fact that I had to learn things from it. I couldn't just enjoy it on its own sake. I had to delve into the themes.
So you can't go back and do that?
Probably.
Like you couldn't go back now and be like, I enjoy this now because it's been enough time.
I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever studied any film in high school. I know people that hate Gattaca for that same reason. Or maybe they just hate Gattaca because they're afraid of the future.
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
I wasn't going to bring this up, but Bill Pullman's in Independence Day 2, so he's back as the president.
Why weren't you going to bring that up?
I don't know. Maybe we could do Independence Day news every week. We did it last week.
Yeah.
Didn't we? I feel like I brought it up. I don't know. Yeah.
I disagreed. I can't remember either, I'll be honest with you.
Do you reckon it'd still be the president? Do you reckon they'd be in a world where the president can still be the president longer than two terms of being president?
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
No, because I reckon Independence Day world, it's all about democracy.
Okay, sure.
He couldn't be the president again.
That's some like in Star Wars, the prequels, like the emperor kept being the emperor. And people were like, we don't like this. And then it turned out that he was the emperor.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, boy.
They should have seen the other Star Wars movies and they would have known. Yeah. But anyway, did you see all the trailers this week, Mason?
Boy, did I.
We've got so many to talk about, don't we?
We've got all three.
Yes.
Is there three?
Something like that.
Okay, great.
Let's start. I think we should start with the biggest and the best, the one that you enjoyed the most.
This is a trailer breakdown episode, by the way.
Yeah,
that's
what we're going to do.
Who knows how long this is
going
to
go. We were going to do a Star Wars original trilogy episode. I think we'll do that next week. Uh-huh.
But then DC was stupid enough to release the Batman versus Superman trailer in a very small number of select theaters.
Yes.
Which obviously got, you know, illegally cammed in the cinema and
before it went out. Because you have to send it to them for them to check it.
You're right, exactly, like, yeah. And so it got cammed before anybody in the world could see it. And then that got put on the internet and obviously panic stations.
Yeah.
And they had to put up a real version otherwise. Yeah. You're just looking
in the middle of Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
Which there's not the best time to do it.
No.
Yeah.
But you got to do. So do you think this was a panic release or do you think it was a
It's the same thing
release?
They did with they were going to do it Monday in cinemas and then we're going to release it online on Tuesday.
Okay,
or a version. I think the version that's still going to cinemas has some extra footage now, although adding
interesting.
It
okay.
Or something.
Well, we'll just wait for them to check that and then we'll have it on the internet very shortly.
Anyway, we'll get to that cuz I want to talk about Terminator Genisys.
Okay, cool.
I nearly forgot that this came out this week.
Uh-huh.
Now we were like, let's give it a chance, right?
Okay, how about this? This is my timeline for Terminator Genisys.
Okay.
And if you listen to the podcast, I assume this is what I said, but maybe I said other things. It doesn't matter. But it first came out, and I'm like, another Terminator sequel. I'm sick of them after the garbage one, whatever the last one. 3 and 4, I don't know what they're called.
Yeah.
And then I heard it was called Genisys, but G-E-N-I-S-Y-S. And I was like, they're digging it further into a hole.
This, your timeline checks out because I've been keeping track.
Oh, good. Yeah. Fantastic. And then I saw the first teaser or trailer or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is great. I'm enjoying this. It's old Arnie versus young Arnie. Amelia Clarke's in it. She's good.
Yep.
It's great. They're doing what I always wanted them to do, which is this weird time war that never ends. And they just keep crossing over and whatever. and
like breaking the timeline.
Yeah, keep breaking the timeline because you would like.
Yeah, absolutely, you would.
Why would you just send two Terminators and that's it, or three? Or
you could send back 1,000.
You could send back 1,000. You could send, you know, the Resistance would send people back to stop them.
Yeah,
you send Terminators to stop them.
Yeah,
you just keep going.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, the term. I feel, again, I'm against bad time travel movies in general, but I think if you just keep piling madness on, that's fine.
Yeah.
But now this new one's come out. Oh, there's a T-1000 in the 80s for some reason.
Yeah, I get, because that was, there was a change into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they sent Arnold back further, and I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
not important.
It doesn't
like
matter.
You said.
So anyway, this further one has come out.
Spoiler alert, I guess.
It's in the trailer.
In the trailer.
But I guess this has reached saturation point. I regret seeing this trailer.
Yeah.
Because it's revealed a weird plot point. That we don't know why it's happened yet, and it's such an odd turn.
Yes.
So who's playing John
Jason
Connor?
Clark.
Jason Clark. Is he Australian?
Yeah, he's in Planet of the Apes, the last one.
There we go. Yeah.
And Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
And MASH.
And some sort of TV series or something.
Probably some crap Australian show. We
Fantastic.
Didn't watch.
That's what I'm thinking of. Anyway, so Jason Clark plays the adult John Connor in the future, and he's all scarred up because of battles and whatever, and he
gets the scratch.
Yeah. If, oh, yeah, okay, that makes
sense. Salvation scratch.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Continuity. Anyway, so we see him in the future and, you know, fighting the Terminators or whatever, and then in this trailer, he appears in either the modern day or in the 80s.
I think it's the modern day.
It's in the modern day. Yeah. He's wearing a suit.
Yep, he looks great.
He's calling Emilia Clarke, Sarah Connor, mommy.
Yes.
Even though, and she recognizes him.
Yes.
Even though... She's from the present day.
Arnold's
from,
probably sketched it.
I probably sketched it.
Because he's probably really good at sketching.
Yeah. I reckon he's probably done a charcoal, like a super fast charcoal drawing, like a Chappie style one, right? One of those? Yeah, okay, right. Anyway, she recognizes him even though he's from the future.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that he is some sort of TX Super Terminator.
Yeah.
But like a more advanced version of the one from Terminator 3.
See, that I kind of like because he's kind of got the nano kind of... skin and whatever,
right, okay,
and,
yeah.
and the way that he rebuilds is something we haven't seen before. I felt like the Terminator from Terminator 3 was just, well, you've just taken a T-800 and just put the T-1000 over it.
Right.
But I feel like this is like, oh, okay, you found a way to do this that we haven't seen
right,
before.
Right, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, go on.
And it makes no sense.
Well,
that's the short version
of
where I was going.
It's heavily implied, or maybe even stated, that is John Connor.
Right, yeah.
Which means that they've altered him in some way.
Yeah, it's not a term. It's not.
Or he's altered himself. Even.
Yeah, it's not a Terminator that's taken the that's killed John Connor and taken his place. It is him.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon the twist is? I reckon maybe uploaded consciousness to.
Okay.
Like they've captured him.
Yeah.
They've uploaded his consciousness to a computer.
Yeah.
And they've tweaked him.
Because he doesn't look like there's any of him in there.
No, that's true.
Like when they burn away the flesh, it's all machine. I mean, you could have his brain in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon it's probably either upload his consciousness or they've pulled his brain out and put him in this new Terminator.
Yeah.
And they've tweaked him.
Like Krang, so he's in the belly.
Yeah, he's in the belly, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's out to do something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, it could be a copied consciousness and he's trapped in the future and they've copied him because he has extensive knowledge of Sarah Connor.
Right.
Or it could be some version of that. I feel like as well they've revealed if I saw that in the movie, I'd be like, okay, that's interesting. I want to see where this goes.
Yeah.
That has now ruined that twist.
Oh, absolutely. And again, we've talked about, this is one of my big bugbears about the Terminator franchise, is that if you'd watched Terminator 1 and then you watched Terminator 2 having seen nothing else, you'd be surprised by the twist.
Yeah.
That Arnold's the good guy, T-1000's the bad guy.
Yeah.
And they've done it again.
Yeah. Well, they also did it in... But they... Because they ruined that in the trailers for T2, apparently. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But they also did it for 4, where they revealed that Sam Worthington's character was part Terminator or whatever. So they also ruined that twist.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I remember seeing the trailer and going, oh, that's a cool idea. Oh, wait. I didn't want to know that.
Right, exactly. And the dilemma is, obviously, and it was with T2 and it's with this one now, T5.
Yep.
Nice. By 6, they might be good again. Like by the Fast and the Furious style. In fact, it's almost exactly the same arc.
Yeah, in what sense?
Oh, actually, Fast and Furious 2 is bad, right?
I feel like they're all bad except for 5.
Oh, okay,
I guess 1's like...
Right.
I don't know,
okay, so maybe 5, maybe 6, it'll be like...
Just phenomenal
again. All right, but I guess with Terminator 2, if you've got the T-1000 effect, you need to show people, otherwise people aren't going to go.
Yeah,
like, you need to amaze people. And with this, I guess it's a new effect. And you want, and people are like, well, we're sick of...
But you could show that without seeing who it is.
That's true.
Like, he comes out of the fire and he's fixing himself.
Yeah.
But you don't see that it's him.
That's true.
Or you see that, oh, he's just copied John Connor and you don't specify, no, this is John Connor
or some variation. That's very true. Yeah.
This also harkens back to...
Oh, it harkens back,
harkens
does it?
Right back,
oh,
mate.
Does it harken back, Dickens? Here we go. No, I'm sorry. That was mean. You tried a new word.
And I
crushed you for it. I'm sorry.
It goes back.
No, it harkens. No, own it. Own it.
It harkens back to Terminator Salvation, where one of the original endings for that was apparently the Terminator took on John Connor's appearance.
Right, yes.
And because John Connor died.
Yes.
And then to keep the resistance going.
Yes,
so it could
be
something like that. But it's also, if you remember the original, the Terminator 2, the original plan for the T-1000 was for him to be Kyle Reese's or look like Kyle Reese.
That's
right. So the movie starts and you're like, oh my God, it's happened again. Why is Kyle Reese back?
Yeah.
And then it's flipped and they've flipped sides.
Interesting.
Yeah, even though it's not really Kyle Reese, it's a
T-1000.
Yeah,
okay.
So maybe they're trying to do something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Harkens right back though, doesn't it?
So hard back. I have another point.
Yeah.
Why is the T-1000 effect not as good as in Terminator 2?
Yeah,
why can't they do it again? I don't understand.
Maybe we're more forgiving of it when we look back and go, oh, that looks great. And we just don't.
No, absolutely not. No, it's... especially there's a scene in this new trailer where, you know, Sarah Connor drives into the sporting goods store.
Yeah.
She takes a couple of shots at the Terminator and his eye sort of regenerates and it does not look good.
I feel like a lot of that, though, in the original was
We don't
also...
even see the hole through his head.
No.
Yeah.
And that was... But the thing is, though, in the original, probably why, that's practical, all that.
Yeah.
It had so many T-1000 puppet heads with holes in them.
Uh-huh.
And when you look, you can see it. But, like... And they did also do a lot of that with CGI, but maybe they really blended that well.
Mm.
And I don't think they probably would have done that for this.
No.
Like, they had T-1000s where the head would just burst open like a puppet.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, and it would, like, do this.
Flap it about.
Flap it about. Yeah.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know what? There could be a bigger twist. Like, but I can't imagine how that I'd go in there and then something else would surprise me so much and I'd be so impressed that I've... come on board completely.
And I don't think they would trust audiences with another twist, right?
We don't deserve it, quite
no,
frankly.
No, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, mm. Yeah, I guess, whatever. I mean, I'm still going to see it. I still hope it's good.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could have enjoyed this a lot more if I didn't know this.
Me too.
But slap in the face.
But I'm glad we told all of our listeners about it so they can also enjoy the movie less.
Yeah,
mm.
Well, that's it. Anyway, let's move on to another trailer.
Okay, great.
Ant-Man.
Oh, yes.
The trailer two or teaser one, teaser two or trailer one?
I think it's trailer one.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
Because there's teasers and then there's normally another. Because the Star Wars one, it's teaser two. It's not even trailer one.
Mm.
So confused.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Is the trailer's like some of the story? Is that the, where they reveal plot?
Oh, that's a good point.
But then again, I feel like there was plot revealed in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
But it's trailer one.
Oh, yeah,
trust
you did
me
say
on
that.
This,
okay,
one.
Yeah, you did say that, sorry.
Okay, so first look at the Yellow Jackets.
Yes, what did you think of it?
I think it looks great.
Doesn't it look great?
You know what, actually, trailer overall?
Yeah.
It's a carbon copy of the Iron Man trailer, like the first one, I feel.
Okay, sure.
It's exactly, I feel it's exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the narration feels the same.
Yep.
The
lessons learned.
Lessons learned.
Suits.
So there's definitely suits.
Shrinkins.
There's a bald guy who's the bad guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Little train set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Did you enjoy it, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Looks great. Yeah.
Looks like a lot of fun.
But it was very much, okay, here's exactly what his powers are.
Yep.
Blank, you know, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
He shrinks, but he retains it, but he's got superhuman strength.
They said superhuman as well, so he doesn't just have his regular strength.
No.
He's got...
extra strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure. I don't think he has that in the comics. I might be wrong. Or some versions he probably does.
It goes back and forth, I think.
But I think if he's small, but he's got the strength, and he jumps off your shoulder, and then he goes full size, he'd be able to throw you through a window or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, so this harkens back to the Iron Man trailer, is what I'm
Speaking
saying.
Bloody is.
there is a line where it says... you give a man godlike power. He's just a shrinky man.
gods can probably shrink.
I guess that's
not
true.
It's not really what they're known for, though, is it?
No, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't really consider that a godlike power.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a snippet of a training montage in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really
good.
Him being punched in the face.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like they really ramped up the humor in this one.
So really? I thought they lessened the humor in this one, yeah.
Maybe it's more the fun factor. You know, the Thomas thing at the end.
Yeah, okay, that was fun, yeah.
But, like, I feel like for the last one, people were like, well, this is very dark for a Marvel movie, isn't it? Don't you think that you've taken it a bit blah, or whatever? Which, you know, I mean, we don't know what the trailers aren't always indicative. It's another word.
There we go. Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. Of what the end result is. But, no, I definitely enjoyed this trailer more than the last one.
Yes, I actually
saw it. And I did like the last one as well, yeah.
But I think I enjoyed it more just because there were more bells and whistles and more zaps, you know? Do you think that Thomas the Tank Engine bit is the last scene of the movie or close to the last scene? And I'll tell you why. I've just thought of it now, but I'll tell you why.
Is it his daughter's bedroom?
It's in his daughter's bedroom. Exactly. So that's where the most tension is.
Yeah.
Right? And also because it feels like him getting hit with the, because obviously they've both got superhuman strength.
Yeah.
So him getting hit by a Thomas the Tank Engine doesn't mean anything, right?
Yes.
Unless he's like Ant-Man's pulled his power source out like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So he doesn't have superhuman strength.
Yeah.
And getting hit by a toy train would. And that's a fun ending.
Yeah.
So I reckon that's the last. My money's on that's the last scene in the movie.
It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't think that's like the last thing. That's not the way that they defeat the villain.
Well, okay.
Because they made that mistake in Spider-Man.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's the same as Iron Man in that. We think like that's the fake finale. Like you know how they fly up into orbit and he freezes and we
Is that in the trailer? I don't remember.
No, I can't remember. Some of the final fight is in there.
Sure.
But I think that I reckon it'll be he hits him, he thinks it's over, then he's just like, you know, he comes up, he's got the ruined suit, he's got the gun to the daughter's head or something like that. I think that'll be the finale.
Okay, sure.
My guess.
Yeah. All right.
What do you reckon of the effects?
I like it. It's obviously very CGI and green screen and whatever.
Yeah.
But I like the way it's kind of, I don't know what it is exactly, but it's like a focus kind of shift where everything looks enormous. Mm. Like everything in the background kind of looks blurry, like it's at great distance or whatever.
Yeah.
I think like some of the ant stuff in the anthill doesn't look as realistic. The ants themselves do.
Mm.
But
I reckon it's going to look better on the big screen.
I like it. I think it totally works. But apparently there was a lot of green screen in this, and there has to be, unless they Honey I Shrunk the Kids it.
Oh sure,
where they get a kids to like hang onto a giant broom or whatever they did in that movie.
Mm.
Yeah,
looks great, exciting.
Yeah, do you think we're going to get him going big
to giant man size?
Do you think maybe that's the finale where they giant man it? Because they haven't established whether he can do it, and that's something that he can do.
No.
Not really.
I reckon maybe in Civil War.
Okay, yeah.
They might giant man him.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, fair enough.
But I think it would be a betrayal of the core concept of this Ant-Man movie.
I think that would blow people's minds, though, especially if you didn't know that he could do that.
I guess.
Yeah.
But imagine being giant man and trying to crush Yellow Jacket, who's the size of an ant. Difficult.
Yeah.
At best.
And they'd have kind of, their strength would be similar, even if he was giant man. Or does he, no, I think his strength increased when he gets bigger as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, comics are, it's a tough
comics
one.
Are fun,
it's
aren't they?
It's a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, we have fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have fun.
I like the way also they make like, even though it's just a train set, they make it look like it's this enormous, big, epic thing, and it's just this little train going around on a track. It's kind of play on the whole knock down a city and like there's always a big kind of event.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like in Lone Ranger, there's a lot of train stuff. I don't know if you've seen the Lone Ranger.
No.
It's not that bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's really not.
See, there's another bloody Flash Gordon.
Yeah, you're
Lone
right.
Ranger.
Yeah.
Give the Lone Ranger a try. Had a Johnny Depp.
No, I don't go and see it.
Yeah, but I'm saying it had Johnny Depp's star power when he was, you know.
Hat.
He's got a bird hat.
Yeah.
It had the world famous Army Hammer.
Yeah. Who was going to be Batman's?
It had the star power of the Lone Ranger, and it didn't. Who saw it? Anyone?
I did.
Yeah, of course you did.
I didn't want to say it. I was with people. And they're like, "Let's see the Lone Ranger." I'm like, "No, no, I don't want to see it. No, it's apparently not very good." And I was, and maybe because I didn't have to review it or talk about it, and I was just like, "You know what? It's kind of fun.
I don't have to think about this in a critical way in any means at all." Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Oh, hang on. I got an email here from Jack.
Hi, Jack.
I tried to get an email for everybody for each trailer.
Oh, yes.
I didn't get any for Terminator Genisys.
Nobody cared enough.
So Hey guys, I know you probably have a million emails regarding the new trailers. I will almost certainly talk about them. Good observation, Jackie.
He's nailed it.
Well done. But I thought I would ask anyway. Personally, I thought.
Or did we get the email and then decide to talk about the trailers? Good on you, Jack. You're an inspiration.
Personally, I thought the Ant-Man trailer found the perfect balance between humor and serious. Did you also find that?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. It's a well-cut trailer.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jack.
I also like the fact that he doesn't care for the name Ant-Man at all.
You don't think that's like slap in the face to people who like Ant-Man?
No.
Like, it's like, this is what we think of your hero. It's a dumb name.
It is a dumb name.
Is it dumber than like Spider-Man or Batman or Blue Beetle?
No, it's not as dumb. It's on par.
Okay.
It's an on par dumbness.
Do you think it's just people are more familiar with...
And the idea of calling yourself...
Something man?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Superman?
Pretty dumb. Sorry, anyway, question.
That was it. Do you think the balance, perfect balance of humor and whatever...
Remains to be seen in the film?
Yes.
I thought this was a bit... I thought this was less funny. It was fun, but I think it was more just sort of...
Less gags
and more just here's how his powers work, so nobody's confused when they go in the cinema.
Okay, yep. Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right. Star Wars trailer.
What?
The Star Wars celebration is currently happening. I think on Sunday...
Now, you mentioned that earlier, and I just sort of rolled with it.
Okay,
I don't know
sure.
what the Star Wars
Celebration,
celebration is.
They do it once a year, but this is the biggest year for it, I believe, as of so far.
Uh-huh.
Where they just roll in all the stuff that's happening in the world of Star Wars, and over 3 or 4 days, they have different panels. It's Comic-Con, but it's all Star Wars,
okay,
essentially.
Great.
Tomorrow, Sunday, which is our Monday,
oh, yes.
They're also going to have a panel on the spin-off movies, so we can't obviously talk about that, mm-hmm. even though people will know about that. Let's assume that we're very impressed or not impressed.
Or a bit.
The direction they're going.
Let's say we're pretty impressed with some of them. And one, we're like, what were they thinking? Who's going to... Nah, it's probably fine.
It's probably fine. Yeah. Overall.
Yep.
So, yeah, basically, they talk about, like, Battlefront. You a fan of the Battlefront
games? Well, that's because we were going to... We mentioned video games.
We talk about
one of our amazing topics as we talk about is video games.
Twice. So, I think we've done it twice.
Yeah, probably twice. So, the new Star Wars Battlefront, probably the DLC, is the Battle of Jakku.
Yes.
And so, apparently, this desert planet is not Tatooine.
That's right,
It is Jakku.
Yes.
Which, and...
Looks a lot like Tatooine, doesn't it?
It does look an awful lot. It's kind of, do you think it's in the same star system?
Possibly. Mm. Could be just on the other side of the world.
Yeah,
they're so this half is called Jakku, the other half is called the other planet, Tatooine.
Oh, maybe. What a twist.
What a twist.
No, that'd be, yeah.
But I feel like as well we've seen, do you remember Geonosis from...
Do you mean Terminator Genesis?
I do. But do you also remember Geonosis from episode 2? It's like a bug planet. That's like another variation of Tatooine. It's just like there's sand, but there's the rocks are red.
Oh, sure,
and there's Bugman.
What was the name of the water planet with all the clones on it?
Water Clone World. That was called... No, that was Geonosis.
Thank you. That's what I... Yeah.
Sorry, I'm thinking of... It's a bloody Trade Federation planet. I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter.
Mm.
Okay, yeah. so we get the Crash Star Destroyer.
Yes. Oh, we can go shot by shot. Yeah.
So Jakku... So the Battle of Jakku will reveal how that happened.
Yes.
Which is interesting because is this the first expanded media product? They're all products. that is post and canon.
They're releasing a bunch of stuff. They haven't released anything that's post yet, okay. I believe. Mm-hmm. I think there's a novel and a comic series coming out that's Aftermath. Set just after Return of the Jedi.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming this Battle of Jakku doesn't take that long.
We're not going to get sick of saying that name at all.
It'll roll off the tongue eventually, like Geonosis.
Oh, yeah.
And what the hell is that planet called? Doesn't matter.
I've put a bugbear in your ear, mate.
Yeah, don't email me because I'll figure it out before. No, I don't. Yeah, no, I will care. yeah, so I think that takes place not that long after Return of the Jedi. Because ships are... Like, that's an old Star Destroyer. And that's an old X-Wing. And the new ones that we see in the trailer are tweaked.
Okay,
so I think that's probably closer to... That's probably a few years or even a few months after Return of the Jedi.
Interesting.
Something went down there, Mason.
Right.
And I think that clearly looks... And the character, the girl in it, whose name is Rey, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who's rumored to be Princess Leia's and Han Solo's daughter. She's a scavenger.
Yes,
and if you're going to scavenge, you would do it on a planet that's just littered with starships and X-Wings and whatever. Yeah.
This is, I think I recall, the Battle of Jakku is, it's the rebels sweeping up, like, Imperial Resistance.
Okay.
Like, whatever's, like, you know, the main battle has been won.
Yeah.
And there's these, and I think we've talked about before, there's, you know...
Factions.
So, yeah, there's factions. There's so many star systems. Where
so
the
many moths.
Yeah, so many moths that haven't realized that the war is, you know, the war has turned and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So we've got a sweet little Lucasfilm logo.
Yeah,
very nice.
It's new. It's kind of a, what's it called? It's like a silvery
new.
Kind of... Yeah, it's new. That's the word. Did you watch any reaction?
But you know what? It's new, but it does...
It is Geonosis.
It does harken back to the old logo.
It is Geonosis.
Harkens back to the old
Shut
logo.
Up.
Harkens back, mate.
It is Geonosis, the planet I was talking about. The other one is called Kamino.
Oh, okay.
In your face.
Sorry.
How dare you make me second guess my Star Wars knowledge. But it shows how little
I remember.
And
we see the destroyed helmet of Darth Vader.
Yeah. So that dialogue where Luke's like, my father has it, I have it, my sister has it, and you have it. That's from Return of the Jedi. I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Whether they re-recorded or not. I tried to line it up and it sounds like they could have just tweaked his original voice.
What a tweaking this week. It's tweak week, guys.
It sure is.
Yeah. Because he does say, my father has it.
Yeah.
My father
had implies that he's alive. But then again, they do this before. They've done it. They did in the episode 3 trailer where Obi-Wan is doing the voiceover from A New Hope and he's talking about Anakin Skywalker and he's like, he's a great friend and blah, blah, blah. So they took that from another movie and put it in.
Okay.
But also, we saw his Force ghost at the end of Return of the Jedi.
That's true.
So he could very well be around.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see him. Yeah, that's right. But if we saw him, you'd have to get an actor who looks like old Anakin Skywalker or get Hayden Christensen back like they did for the special edition.
Mm.
And I don't think they're going to go Force ghosts mentoring Luke.
God, I hope not. Unless he's just a real old buddy, an old salt, you know, just interfering all the time.
I wouldn't
have done that.
I wouldn't mind Ewan McGregor coming.
Yeah, but you've got both your arms, all your arms cut off. Shut up. I've only had one arm cut off.
By you.
Stop bothering me, Dad.
I feel like though if they brought in Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy to see him.
Mm.
Yeah, the burnt out helmet. So apparently... The Sith guy,
yep,
whatever his name is,
Mr. Sith.
Sith McGee,
yep,
Kylo Ren, who's rumored to be Adam Driver. He's a Sith kind of.
What if it wasn't? What a twist!
Like, who else could it be? Kenny Baker.
Could be Kenny Baker. Could be Rey.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be
little
anybody.
Twist towards the end.
Yeah. I mean, because
we'll know by the next trailer because they'll just show that happening.
There's a few people who are cast who we haven't seen, like Donald Gleason is in it.
Ooh.
He's rumored to be either an Imperial officer or Luke's son or both.
Okay.
Gwendolyn Christie, who's from Game of Thrones, she's the tall girl, the tall blonde.
Oh yes,
one. Mm-hmm. She's the knight. She's not a knight. I think it's. I can't remember how it works. No, Jamie Knight's her. Maybe he doesn't. It's not important.
Huh?
Game of Thrones is pretty great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And we haven't seen her, but it's also rumored that she's the Chrome Trooper you see.
Oh, okay. Have you caught up on those leaked Game of Thrones episodes?
No, have you?
No.
Yeah, I will. Probably. I don't know. I've avoided spoilers so far. Uh-huh. But if I watch it, like I said, if I watch more
you'll have a month of nothing.
I have a month of nothing, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't tweet me Game of Thrones spoilers, Mason.
Oh.
Yeah. And Lupita, she's from... I can't remember her name. She's from 12 Years a Slave.
Okay, yep.
And she's in it as well. Mm. So there's people we haven't seen who could be people under masks that we don't know. Mm. We also see, it looks like Luke's got his robot hand. Did you see?
Yes, I did see that, yeah.
He doesn't have no skin on that hand.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, but there's also, it's rumored that he's in isolation. So right. If he wouldn't have got that maintained. Wear a glove though, man. It's weird.
Yeah.
Touch people with your weird robot hand.
That's his off-road hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Leia,
have we ever talked about how the guy who invented the Segway fell off a cliff?
I don't think we
while driving.
Possibly.
I mean, it's not the purview of this show particularly, but I just think it's funny. But he was riding an off-road Segway and he fell off a cliff.
Yeah, yeah. He went right off that road.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he didn't enjoy all his sweet Segway money and all the royalties he gets from Paul Blart Mall Cop 1 and 2.
Oh yes,
he's on a
Segway. Yeah,
apparently that's 0% Rotten Tomatoes.
Fantastic, good on him.
Yeah.
That's a success in many ways.
Why is it? Princess Leia, it looks like who gets handed Luke's lightsaber.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which, if you remember, flew to the bottom of Bespin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so somebody's got that. Some kind of, probably a janitor.
Probably a janitor's got it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oscar Isaac, we see, again, who's the X-Wing pilot.
Right,
who's apparently, because a lot of the new cast and old cast went on stage, and he said he's the best pilot in the galaxy, apparently. So he's kind of like the new Han Solo, I guess.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Is he handsome enough?
Let me check.
He's in Drive.
This Christmas, he's pretty handsome. this Christmas is, I think it generates some bad vibes because I immediately thought of the Star Wars Holiday Special. as soon as that popped up, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, they could have said this December.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or this holiday. No, that's even worse.
Holiday season.
Yeah, this holiday special. Okay, we see some stuff exploding on what I assume is the planet of Jakku.
Yes.
Yep. That's running.
Yep. There's a storm. You can see a TIE fighter shooting in the background. Uh-huh. You also see a TIE fighter escaping a hangar, it looks like, and they're trying to shoot it.
Right.
That's also rumored to be John Boyega's character, who didn't confirm whether he's an undercover stormtrooper or he is a stormtrooper who defects.
Look, I strongly feel that he is a stormtrooper.
Absolutely.
And that the Battle of Jakku ends.
Yeah.
I'm officially sick of saying that. The BOJ.
Yeah.
It's even worse. And
the bodge.
The bodge. Yeah. So he's come out of the bodge and he's like, he's survived and he's bewildered and he's amazed that he's still alive and he's like, he's questioning everything about.
But didn't we establish that I said that the Jakku was like 30 years prior because it's the old ships?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we establish that I said that?
Yeah, maybe. Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, they've introduced this thing in the new series Rebels. They're called Inquisitors.
Yep.
And they hunt down, like, Force-sensitive people.
Okay.
And if he's Force-sensitive, which he's rumored to be, there's concept art of him holding Luke's lightsaber.
That might be
maybe they come after him and he's
I
don't like this.
Who's this guy?
Who?
He looks like Darth Vader, but he's holding a rifle.
That's Darth Rifle.
Oh.
No, this is a Chrome Trooper.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah,
okay.
That's supposed to be Gwendolyn Christie.
Interesting.
So she might be an Inquisitor or something like that.
Yeah, cool.
She's like I feel like she's like an... She's obviously... Oh, by the way, the Empire is not called the Empire. It's called the New Order, or the First Order, sorry. If you see where the bit where all the troopers turn around, the stormtroopers, there's a new symbol behind them.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's clearly... They've either rebranded. They're like, look, we've got an image problem.
Yep.
Or this is a faction that split
right
from
right.
the Empire.
Oh, yeah, mate. That's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call. Yeah.
Mm.
It's probably not a PR issue. It's probably a new faction. You're right.
You know that ball droid?
BB-9?
Yeah, something like that. BB-88, maybe?
No, that's IG. You're thinking of IG-88.
You're thinking of IG-88.
Now I am.
Whatever he's called,
yes,
whose name I never learnt, they rolled him out on stage. That's a real...
It's a real,
I mean, I know
we
talked about
effect,
this before,
yeah. Yeah.
But it worked. I don't know how it works.
Right.
Because the head swivels on the top, and it's sitting on a ball,
yep,
but the head doesn't fall off, and the ball just rolls in any direction.
Yeah.
There must be like a magnet, like under the head and in the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There's probably a magnet.
How does it work?
It's probably a magnet.
It'd have to be, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't see like a groove where the head like slides around.
How much do you think it cost to build that?
$1 billion.
How much do you think they're going to sell the spin-off versions for?
Not as much as that, probably.
No, probably not $1 billion, yeah.
But say they're $1 million and you sell how many of that makes $1 billion.
Mm.
You've made your money back,
absolutely,
haven't you?
Absolutely have,
yeah.
When you say it moves in any direction,
yes,
do you see it move in any
yes,
direction?
Yes, it's on the stage. It's just in barreling
a circle?
Around. Yeah.
That's not in any direction, though. That's it moving in a circle.
No, you know what I mean. Like, it can pivot and turn and do whatever.
I don't believe in it. Unless,
what do you
unless,
mean?
Unless they
you
got
can
audience,
look it up.
I reckon they should have got audience members to yell out directions and have it move in those directions.
Okay, fair enough.
How about it's just there's something in the floor? And it moves.
Nah,
no?
You okay. have to see this, and okay, you'd see, like, it's not
all
that.
Right, I'll check it out in a minute.
Yeah. But I'm amazed uh-huh. that it didn't fall over.
Okay,
like,
that's...
it blows my mind.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's your takeaway from this, is the little ball droid is amazing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Precisely.
Yeah, fair enough. BB-8. It's called BB-8.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Okay, BB-8 on the stage. Here we go. I'm going to watch this and be amazed. All right, here we go. This is very exciting. Do you think? Oh, there it goes. Oh,
huh?
Whoa. So, do you think R2-D2 and BB-8 are going to be pals?
Yeah, or like friendly rivalry?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, because apparently they have a little kind of standoff on the stage.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I see it. Yep. I'm not ruling out that it's on a track here.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Like, I'm not saying it. They may have programmed where it was going to go and whatever.
Yeah.
Or there may have been a guy standing back with a remote control. Either way, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Looks great. All right. That's
okay.
Good.
Okay. Are you convinced?
That's fun. Okay.
Are you convinced that I'm justified in my...
amazement?
Yes.
No. No, but you... Hold on to that. Hold on to that joy.
We also get the Millennium
Falcon. Do you think you're excited for that because it's... like a genuinely amazing effect, or because you've been so bombarded with Star Wars marketing your entire life that you're just excited for the toy version?
I don't collect anything.
I know, but still, like, just the idea of it in a shop excites you.
No, I don't care. I have some Star Wars toys from like the 90s or whatever, but no, I'm just amazed that they, because they could have CGI'd that, and
right,
it probably would have cost less.
Yeah,
in
all
honesty, and it would have looked the same.
It does move differently than in the teaser.
Yeah, absolutely, it
like
does.
Its head's on a tilt.
Yeah,
like it's clearly,
yeah, it's not entirely.
This one is practical. There's some sort of magnet in it that's holding the head on. So whenever it tilts,
so you agree with the magnet thing?
Yeah, it's a magnet. yeah, pretty great.
Do you reckon it can fly like R2-D2? God, I hope not.
Well, then why would it need to roll?
How does it get upstairs? Rolling. Downstairs,
rolling.
Easy.
Magnets and rolling.
Balls can't roll upstairs. What dimension do you live
Magnet
in?
Magnet balls can.
I guess they can.
Mm.
I feel like in the next 30 years when they do Star Wars again, it'll just be R2-D2's head on a slinky. And that's how that's the way it's going to go.
There aren't that many stairs in the Star Wars universe. What
no,
do you think
there's a lot of ramps that Harrison ramps. Ford could break his leg on.
Yes.
And
he's back.
Did you?
I've seen reaction videos of people watching this and they're in tears. You knew he was going to be in it. He looks as good as Harrison Ford could possibly look at this point. What did you expect? Come on. Chewbacca looks younger, though.
He's got the Benjamin Button disease.
Yeah.
He does look younger, and I think that's just the suit. Looks
like we're
better.
Saying younger, like he's a real guy. They've gotten a fresher, they've built a fresher version of the suit, is what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah. That is Peter Mayhew, though.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Peter Mayhew, he came out on stage,
mm-hmm.
and he was leaning on Mark Hamill, and he had a cane. Like, that guy cannot walk for shit.
Right.
So a lot of that would be, like, stunt guys or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, did you, before we get to that, the Millennium Falcon goes through like a Super Star Destroyer.
Yeah, that was
chased.
pretty
sweet.
Great, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like as well, because he's like, oh, we're home, and then everybody cries.
Yeah.
That he hasn't been on that ship for a while. So maybe he lost it at the Battle of Jakku. Maybe Lando lost it.
Oh, come on, Lando. Come on, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
And does he mean home in the sense of... I felt he meant home in the sense of...
Don't put your feelings into this. Just...
You're right.
Analytical.
Analytical. Yes.
Are you going to cry?
No. No. I'm not because I... I think that he's saying home in the sense that wasn't the rumor that he's been in prison for a long time. Oh,
that was Luke.
That was Luke.
Yeah.
Then I retract my entire statement. Be a thing. I think he's been, maybe he's been searching for Luke.
Okay, sure.
For
yeah.
many, many years.
Yeah.
And he's back with the family. Maybe.
And he's like Fast Furious.
Yeah. It's all about family.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like as well, they haven't been on that ship in a while because they've both got their blasters raised.
Oh,
I say blasters because that's canon.
Yeah, blasters.
So I feel like they hadn't been on it for a while.
Right,
and
right.
Maybe whoever, like someone was on Jakku and somebody did it up. Sorry.
Maybe they're maybe he's home in the sense of like, we're back doing crazy action stuff.
Yeah, but he's probably doing all sorts of crazy action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're right though. He does look as good as Harrison Ford. I was impressed. I was like, he looks enthusiastic.
That's
and
true,
I know
yeah.
it's like 2 seconds of footage.
And it's CGI.
And it's, yeah. But
his enjoyment has been added in post.
His hair looks thick.
Yeah.
And, you know, his jawline's looking pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got, like, slight tweaks to his clothing. He's got, like, a sweet leather jacket.
Well, you'd update.
Yeah, you would have to.
But you would.
Same colour scheme.
You'd update, but you also wear the same clothes you wore in the best year of your life. That's how all old guys dress. Seinfeld has put that very well, I think, you know. So he was like, man, remember when we had the Battle of Endor and I got with Princess Leia and all that stuff? I'm just going to dress like that from now on. Jodhpur pants, tucked into boots, kind of off-white Henley shirt, weird leather jacket.
Open to the
yeah,
top.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to do it forever now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But do you feel, and maybe it's just me, he seems more enthusiastic. I feel like if he went on set and J.J. Abrams created, because apparently they all bang on about what a fun atmosphere and what an amazing experience.
Right.
I feel like they could have got him a little bit amped for this, possibly.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if he's having fun. Mm. I'm assuming this happened before he got his foot caught in the Millennium Falcon door and he broke his leg.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Like that was shot before
just
that.
Just try and sneak some enthusiasm in from him after that.
Yeah.
Will not happen.
So, yeah, that's cool. I'm glad he was there. Look, I'll be honest. I really enjoyed this trailer. It was very exciting for me.
So what is it your pick of the trailers for this week?
I can't say that yet, Mason, because we've got more trailers.
One more trailer?
One more trailer.
Yeah. Okay. We got anything more to say about Star Wars?
Oh, look, were you excited for it?
Yes.
Do you feel like it goes back to the Star Wars that you knew as a child, which was the best Star Wars or not?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. But
sure.
We see very little Sith.
Yep.
Action.
He's the guy. You see his double lightsaber. He's like, that. What's up with this?
Yeah.
Look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. We see a bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the tone, like it feels fun and adventurous.
No trade tariffs. Mm.
Like, and the way they cut those prequel trailers, they also kind of, some of them felt fun.
But
I don't know. It feels like updated Star Wars in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, we didn't really see any Jedi. We saw like lightsabers, but we didn't see any Jedi.
We don't see any Mark Hamill at all. We hear him, but we don't see him. So.
Yeah. You excited for Battlefront though? You gonna get it?
I'm not gonna get it.
Did you ever play the other ones?
No.
They're quite good.
All right.
Yeah. Don't go back though.
I won't go back. Exactly.
Oh, I want to do a Never Go Back Star Wars one.
Okay, let's do that.
We could do Super Nintendo Star Wars.
I think we should do that.
Do you want to do the Force Unleashed as well?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All
like
right.
Just to try.
You still have a copy of that?
I actually just ordered one. It was like $7.
What happened to your old copy?
I think my brother's got it or I threw it away.
Okay, sure, all right. Either of those makes perfect sense.
Yeah, cool. Battlefront, though. That'll be cool.
Can I pee real quick?
No. You can pee real... Just take your time.
Ah, no, okay. All right, back to the show.
No, go.
All right, cool.
I'll look at that droid again.
Hey, Tom.
I should probably edit this out, but I probably won't. Just going through my Twitter... Joseph Tanti, thank you for favoriting a tweet of mine. Brian Smith, good to see you. Thank you for liking the video. Polkadot Man, yes. Thank you, Master Tainment. Thank you, Lord Wolfenstein, who sent me the picture of Batman and Superman making Jimmy Olsen and Robin dig their own graves. I appreciate that. Yes, Rogan O'Connor, I do want to see Manny smash Sylvester Stallone in the face. I would love that. I'm going to watch that boxing match as well. I don't love boxing, but I'll check that out. Politics in the UK, Pokemon stealing job. Ooh, I don't know much about Pokemon. Could we do a Pokemon episode? Probably not. Thank you, Lexi, for enjoying the Captain America commentary. Chris Evans Wigdar. Oh, sorry. The Avengers commentary. Awesome. I'll watch the first 25 seconds of that later. J.O. Ostruza. I can't watch it now, can I? I don't know. Thank you, the DC Cinematic Universe, for putting my video on the Facebook page. Sweet. And thank you for Ryan for sending that to me. This is fun. I should do this every week. Chris says, the Batman Superman trailer came out. I know. Thank you though, for sending it to me. Aaron, what do you think of the Archie comics doing things like Archie meets the Predator and Archie versus Sharknado? I'm all for that. I should ask Mason though, because he loves Archie. Hey Mason.
Yes.
Do you like the Archie meets...
Have you just kept talking?
Yeah. Do you like Archie meets stuff? Like,
yeah,
you like,
I love,
you love...
I love when Archie meets the...
It's an Archie meets the Predator comic. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm assuming.
Great. I'm back.
Archie meets the Predator.
I have not seen that one.
Yeah.
Is that a real one? Surely
not. Yeah,
it's
new. Huh. Yeah, yeah. I was just reading through some tweets, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Hi to everyone who's been tweeting.
We should do this every week. You go to the toilet and I'll read tweets.
Oh, sure, yeah. Great. Great.
To the disinterest of everybody.
Mm.
Anyway.
But that gives me some incentive to listen to the show.
I guess it does. Mm. Oh, sorry. This is from Steve On. Do you think Star Wars will live up to the hype as probably the most anticipated film of the year? Will it take fans by surprise like the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek film?
Nah. Look, I cannot predict this.
Yeah.
People who love Star Wars are going to love this. Okay. No matter what. There's a certain contingent who will love it no matter what.
Like
I'm
us.
I'm sure it'll be good. I can't say that for sure.
Sure.
Look, I generally like everything J.J. Abrams does.
Yeah. Even Super 8?
Didn't see it.
Mm.
Give me another example.
Alias.
That's pretty good.
Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah, pretty good.
Into Darkness.
First 10 minutes are great. Anyway, continue.
Okay. This wasn't supposed to leak, as we talked about. Batman v Superman and Dawn of Justice.
Speaking of leaks.
Because you went to the bathroom.
Because I went to the bathroom,
I understand. Yeah. But as we talked about before, they thought they would make an event in cinemas.
Yep.
Which DC...
Guess what, DC? You don't know anything about movies or events. You get it wrong every time, and by the time you've built your DC universe, all the stars from the first couple of movies are going to be dead. Just of old age. So, stop trying to do it. Just put your movies out. Stop it.
So, they made this event, and as we talked about, it leaked immediately, because of course it would. Someone somewhere, of the thousands of cinemas you have to send it to,
yep.
Of course it's going to leak.
Yeah, yeah.
So they released it in the middle of Star Wars Celebration.
Mm. Yeah.
Like you said, stop doing it that way.
Yeah.
What you want to do is do a panel, whether that be at Comic-Con or the way Marvel do it, they have Marvel announcements or even the Star Wars Celebration. And the second that Star Wars trailer, they played it, they released it online.
Yes, exactly.
And you could watch this entire panel from home.
Right, exactly.
Which means anybody from anywhere in the world who's a fan can watch it. Because obviously people can't get to these things or... don't want to.
They don't want to wait in line for 7 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People were people lined up for like 2 nights of that Star Wars celebration, which to me is insane.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if you love it, great. But
what would you line up for 2 days for?
I wouldn't line up for 2 days for anything. Maybe if they're like, if you line up for 2 days, we won't shoot you. I'll be like, well, yeah, I'll line up.
Yeah, yeah. But for me to be like, where specifically are you going to shoot me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there we go.
Would you bring a little chair and some peanuts?
Yeah, well, both of those things.
Apparently, J.J.
I'd
Abrams...
bring cashews. I wouldn't bring peanuts. I'm not a barbarian, but all right.
And some water.
Yeah.
And bottles to pee in.
Yeah.
Apparently, J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy gave everyone who was lining up free pizza.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they say it was them, but it's probably just Disney.
Yeah, it's probably just... it was in the budget.
And people were keeping the boxes because like, these will be worth something. Heads up.
Absolutely not.
Is it worth nothing?
No. No. Were they special Star Wars themed pizza boxes?
I don't believe so.
They were just regular pizza boxes.
Yeah.
Unsigned, just regular pizza boxes.
Regular unsigned. Mm. Yeah. Anyway. I mean, if you have one, send it this way. We'll evaluate it.
No, absolutely.
We'll see. We'll tell you what it's worth. We'll see if it's got any foxing.
Oh, that's going to ruin it. Foxing. Greasing.
Yes, greasing.
All the technical terms.
Anyway.
Right. Yeah.
This is, like, with Comic-Con, for example, right? They released that Comic-Con. They didn't release it. They did the Comic-Con Batman Superman teaser last year.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then they didn't release it. We only now have just seen footage of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, to me, is baffling because everybody has seen a terrible version of what you've done.
A terrible grainy version. Yeah. And we, yeah.
And I feel like as well, they didn't even release this trailer officially quick enough. When Marvel did it, when theirs leaked, it was like an hour. They're like, bang, here it is. We've got to release it.
Don't bother watching the leaked version. Yeah. Here's the HD version. Yeah. Looks crisp. Put it on your giant TV or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, what are your thoughts on it?
You know what? A lot of people, I read an article and it was something like, this is everything that's wrong with comic book movies. It's too dark and it's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you can have a dark, you can have a fun comic
absolutely
movie in a dark comic movie. This Metropolis looks incredible, I think.
Okay, sure.
I assume it's Metropolis. It's got a Superman statue in it.
I believe
it
looks,
given that it's been rebuilt.
Yeah, well, I think that's like ground zero.
Right.
Because someone tweeted me this and I'm sorry, I can't remember who. If under the Superman statue, I didn't notice this, there's a whole lot of names listed.
Right.
So it's like the dead from when Zod.
Yeah.
Like, battered the city.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that area is like a memorial.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. And it's the it's going to be, oh, here's all the people, because it's Superman and he's, you know, here's all the people Superman tried to save, but he didn't really. Does he look sort of penitent in as that statue? Is he like, oh, I'm sad because I couldn't save these people?
It looks more kind of like Michelangelo's David kind of face.
Yeah, okay, right.
That statue looks very CGI to me as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Mm.
But they actually built that statue, which is odd.
Mm.
But anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, it says, what does it say?
False God.
False God,
yeah. Yeah.
And I like that the fact that there's fallout from like from
when
him
when he destroyed that city that time. Sure, yeah.
Look, I don't know, there's debate whether did he help or hinder or whatever.
Uh-huh,
and look,
yeah.
Regardless, he could have handled that better.
There's a lot of people in this, in our first, with our first shot of Superman.
Yeah.
There's some people with like Day of the Dead
masks. I think it's
on.
Cinco de Mayo, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
I think it's showing that he's like
man
international.
Of the people. He's going all over the place.
But
all
there's
right,
also
cool.
a lot of imagery of this, of him as a god.
Yep.
Like the statue, this, there's a bit where some guards are like kneeling
to him
and they're wearing, they got Superman emblems on their arms.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it's, they've kind of, the way they've played it is, these obviously cause some controversy coming into the world.
Mm.
And you've got the voiceovers at the start saying, well, what is he even here for? Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? And then Lex Luthor's like, he's devils come from the sky or whatever.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, which.
It's. So this article I was reading was like, well, we don't see any evolution of the character from Man of Steel, and we don't see any characterization of Batman at all. Like, it's Batman. He's always the same. You know?
Yeah.
You get it.
Right.
These two characters have been. It's not Iron Man where people are like, who's this guy? Is he a robot?
Well, yeah.
What's his deal? What is he? Has he got a secret identity? Who's this character? Is he a good, you know, a nice guy or a mean, whatever?
Yeah.
Like, it's, we know.
Were you going to say a meanie?
Yeah, a real meanie. A real meanie.
Yeah.
In many ways, he's a little of both.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. But everybody knows the characters of Superman
and
Batman. We know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You're right. Also, it's a teaser. So you
don't
need to be like, this is Superman. You remember, like, he's it's Clark Kent. And by day, he's whatever.
Here's the entire first 4 seasons of Smallville in our teaser.
It's interesting we see Lex Luthor for the first time.
Yeah.
I think he's, I mean, we've seen that image and we've now got this voiceover.
Right.
As much as I'm like, maybe they could have cast somebody else or whatever. I don't remember. What did I first say on
now
that?
You'll
probably
be
fine.
Okay.
Mm.
What's some stuff we missed in this trailer?
Sure. Okay.
What's Pokemo?
What's that?
It's on the space capsule that he rescued.
Oh, that's a Russian.
It's Russian.
It's
okay,
Russian.
That makes more sense. I've just seen it now. And I'm like, what does it say on there?
There's a place called Pokemo.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to go to get away from it all. Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah.
Which, again, I think that's good. They're showing he's international.
Yeah.
And you'll see, and he looked much bigger.
I
might be wrong. And his suit is clearly brighter.
Yes,
which
is
cool.
Yeah.
I like that. We see Bruce Wayne, obviously.
Yep.
With his bat suit.
Looks great. Great. The temples.
Yeah.
Looks very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of the bat suit? We see it a few times. Well, not the armored one. Like, there's a shot of him kind of coming out of the fire where he's wearing it. He's very big.
Yeah.
He looks like Frank Miller size.
He does. Like, it's
Batman.
It's very. I think it looks great.
Yeah.
They've gone a different direction to the Batman Begins and Dark Knight.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
It doesn't need to be, this suit could really exist or whatever.
Exactly.
Put him in a rubber suit and I'll believe that it's a flexible Kevlar or whatever
exactly.
it is.
Exactly,
I don't, you don't need to spell it out for
me. You don't need to sell us on that.
Yeah.
This, it's a universe where he's existed for a while.
Yeah.
And he's he's built the suit that works for him.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, false god. So this is a real. This is real.
Yeah, it's real in part.
The statue.
You can
okay,
see.
Right.
You can see the statue. Yeah, it's like okay. it's much bigger than it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like probably 4 or 5 times the size of a man.
Oh yeah.
Height wise,
sure.
Depending on height.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a bit where the soldiers are bowing to Superman. They've got emblems on their arms, and they kind of look
Ben
like
Ben Affleck's real pissed.
Yeah, he does.
Anyway, yep, sorry.
It kind of looks like, you know, the Injustice soldiers.
Yes.
I don't know okay. whether that's intentional, but it seems like very similar. I feel like they're playing on the whole who's the good guy and who's the bad guy in this trailer.
Yes,
like
exactly.
And they're kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
making Superman sort of distancing him from
yeah,
humanity.
Yeah.
Or they're making, whether or not that's like that in the movie, but they're making an intentional effort to do that in this trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that suit looks great. It's got some, when we see it just sort of in the
you know, you can move that closer to your face. You don't need to put your head in.
No, I'm not going to do that. But when you look at it, you know, it's clearly in storage in the back cave. It's got a lot of scuffs on it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
Logo looks good, really good, I think. We had some discussion in the past on whether it's too big.
Yep.
Looks good, though.
Yeah. Mm. I think you said it was too big.
I did say that, yeah. Yeah. There was no discussion. It was just me saying that and you going,
Do you think it's padded?
I
think it is.
Probably.
And which is fine.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. We see the Batwing in action.
Yeah. Well, that might be the Batwing. But the interesting thing about that is it could be a drone. They've talked about Batman has drones in this or robots or something. Uh-huh. So maybe it's that.
Yep.
Or maybe it's not. But that, whatever that is, kills 2 people.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
So.
No, they'll add some voiceover in post where it's like, you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. No, my face is filled with shrapnel.
Yeah, no, it does look like they've been killed.
Yeah. So unless this is a Batman that kills, which I doubt they would actually do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like somebody, that's either not
although
Batman's.
It is a Superman that kills, so maybe they'll just.
But I don't think
they'll no, they won't,
make
yeah.
that mistake.
I mean, in the Kingdom Come universe, one of the potential futures of the DC universe, Batman does have a series of, they're more
like
man-shaped drones.
Yeah,
but he protects the city with them.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a fun twist.
Yeah.
If he's like, I don't need to protect the city personally.
Yeah.
That would explain why he's sort of staring at the suit like, and it's kind of battered and whatever.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have a fresh one.
Battered.
Oh, we did it again. That probably, yeah. But yeah, no, it's a, yeah, like it makes sense that maybe he's put the suit away.
Yeah.
Like he didn't need to build another one, you know, to keep crime fighting or a fresh, he doesn't have a fresh set.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, I just get the drones to do everything.
Yeah.
Like police the city.
I've still been doing my crunches.
Yeah, exactly. He's been doing heaps of crunches. But then when Superman arrives, he's like, well, I better dust off the old bat suit.
Because there's that monologue about, which Alfred is saying that like, the rage builds and good men turn
bad.
Oh,
there he is,
and
coming out of
whatever.
The fire. How good does that suit look?
I know, it looks awesome. Mm. That's the best bat suit we've seen. Live action.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
without a doubt. Mm. We also see him
followed by some of the fan film bat suits,
oh, yeah,
which are really excellent.
Which are really good.
But the storylines are always terrible and everything else is terrible.
Have you seen the Batman fights Darth Vader one?
No.
That one's,
should I?
It's pretty good.
Is there lightsabers?
Yes.
He doesn't No, stop it.
He needs it. To fight.
Whatever.
And there's a bit in it where he shuts down Vader's like breathing thing.
Oh, okay.
So he has to use all his force to keep himself alive. So he can't force Batman to.
Okay, right.
Like,
there we go. And there's
pants.
The armored suit.
Yeah.
There it is. Looks good.
Before we get to that, though.
Yes.
There's a bit where he's on top of a tower and he's holding a rifle.
Interesting.
So if
I
you
didn't
go
see
back
the rifle.
To.
Yeah.
Some point in that trailer.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that right now.
I'll
go back
to
the
There's a Batmobile. See that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, look.
Keep
good.
Going. You'll see it when he's above the city.
Oh, I'll see it. Okay, I'll keep seeing
you
it.
You won't miss it.
Okay, great.
Just when you see him standing on top of a building, just pause it.
Is that a rifle?
Is that, show me the thing.
Or is it a communication tower?
Show me.
Hang on. I'll get back to it. Oh, yeah, it is a rifle.
It's definitely a rifle.
It's definitely a rifle.
In The Dark Knight Returns,
yep.
He has a rifle that shoots a rope and he runs across it. Is that right or something? Oh, is that it? Or is it a dart gun? Do you remember there's a bit in the Dark Knight Returns where he's holding a rifle? There's a scene where he has a rifle.
He's got a sonic cannon.
No, I'll show you. I've got a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember why he has it. I think he steals it
from a policeman.
I think he brings it. I'm fairly certain.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, there are angry people emailing right now.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Well, here's the animated version. But anyway, look at... Oh, no, it's there. There you go.
Yep.
He even says in that panel, I brought a gun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fairly certain it shoots a rope or something. I don't think it's lethal.
No, it's,
and if it is, he doesn't kill anybody with it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely non-lethal. He doesn't shoot anybody with it.
Yeah.
So. Great.
I think he does kill someone. I think he does actually shoot a gang member in that comic from memory. Can't remember.
Anyway, most important point,
yeah,
and this has been pointed out on the internet a number of times, armored Batman looks an awful lot like Lego Batman.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
They're not so different after all, are they?
They certainly aren't.
Mm.
What do you think of the armored suit?
Looks good.
Doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the reason for them fighting is going to be? Misunderstanding?
Misunderstanding, yeah.
Do you think Lex Luthor's going to have a hand in that?
Yes, I do. Cool. Although, I have to wonder whether it's going to be Lex Luthor tricking Bruce Wayne.
I'm sure it will be some version
of that. I
don't
know. Do we want Batman in this universe to be kind of a dummo?
He always is.
Yeah, I guess.
But he gets tricked in the comics.
Yeah, from time to time, sure.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, it looks great. Mm. We see the full body shot. He's kind of far away.
Yeah.
But we do, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, and also it looks scuffed. So unless they've had a scrap before that,
right.
He may have used that before.
Yeah.
Maybe he used it on other super-powered
people
or whatever.
Looks great.
Yeah, doesn't it?
So good. Yeah.
I like the eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing about this is... Oh, the voice.
Yep.
What do you think? They've modulated his voice.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, me too.
But again, it's we've managed their expectations because so many Batman voices in the past have been terrible. And by so many, I mean Christian Bale. So bad.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
You would have preferred a Josh Hartnett, I believe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
There you go.
Standoff in the rain.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's obviously very, like, it's grim.
Yep.
And whether or not this movie will be grim or not,
mm-hmm.
it's really, the tone is very kind of dark, somber, serious.
Yeah.
You know, which, like you said, which is fine. You can have both.
Mm.
My problem with it, though, yes. is the big reveal of the suit at the end.
Yep.
We've seen that leaked for a year.
Yeah.
Because of that, we didn't have... For lack of a better term, we didn't have the Han Solo moment.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there was nothing in this trailer where I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But I didn't love it, I would say. Where do you sit? I mean, I know where you sit, literally.
I'm literally sitting here.
Yes, but...
What was the question again? Sorry.
Like, did you like it in general?
Yeah.
So you
I think it's going to end with a kind of a...
Handshake.
I think it's going to end with a literal dawn.
Sure.
Because the final battle is in the dark and in the rain.
Yeah.
I reckon we're going to get clouds parting and then like showing up at Lex Luthor's office and being like,
justice.
Yeah, justice. How about this?
Yeah. Oh, because that would like the title. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very clever. What are you looking up there?
I'm just texting somebody.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were researching rifles or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very excited though for it.
Yeah.
It didn't blow me away, but there's a lot to, there's still much more we can see.
Uh-huh.
Do you want a letter here?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. It's from Ivan. Ivan's a very supportive. Thank you, Ivan.
He
sends some nice tweets and uh-huh. stuff. I assume you guys have now seen the Batman v Superman trailer?
No.
He says, brackets, Mason's probably going to make a lame joke about not having seen it. I called it. You're so predictable.
No, that's all right. That makes sense.
It looks like it's going to be the Dark Knight Returns / Injustice approach of making Superman the conflicted antagonist. Mm-hmm. Maybe for the first trailer, but there's not enough context for the conflict between the two to seem and the conflict between the two seems contrived. Superman is supposed to be the guy who always makes the right choices. Anyway, James and Mason, what are your thoughts on how he's going to go with Superman on the new movie?
Yeah, I think...
If anyone's going to suffer in this movie, it's going to be Superman.
Yes.
In terms of characterization and being punched.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Exactly. Like, we can't have him just annihilate Batman.
I want to see the comic book Superman where, I mean, there is doubt about Superman in the comics.
Yeah.
But he's such a force for good and like an icon hope. And there are people that hate him, obviously.
Yeah.
But why does everybody have to be so sad? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, Batman is sad. I know that.
Yeah.
Do that. But I don't know, man.
Yeah. Look, I...
And again, we don't know. Maybe this Superman will be that.
I kind of hope this is the last grim one.
Okay.
It won't be, but I kind of...
Not if we get that Wonder Woman tiger.
Oh, boy. Look, I kind of hope that this is the last grim one, and they come to grudging respect.
Yeah.
And they, like... learn each other's secret identities, and they just hang out and have a good time.
Yeah.
And they go to a cafe in Venice or whatever.
Sure.
And Alfred's there, and he's like, great.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, good work.
Do you want them to have the space station for the Justice League?
Yes.
You're exactly right. Mm. I want to see more of that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. More of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. Best trailer, which is it?
Batman vs Superman.
Really?
Yep, no doubt. Start. No question.
Really?
No question.
Not even you. Look, you know what? I think that a lot, because for me it's Star Wars, obviously.
This is me giving the finger to all the other trailers. you can't say it. You can probably pick it up on the mics.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
Pretty good mics now. he's just waving them about. I wish you could see this.
It's pretty good. For you, Star Wars.
Star Wars, but I think this harkens back.
Predictable.
Harkens back.
If someone's predictable.
You're predictable, mate. You bloody love Batman.
Yeah,
you bloody.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying because that's what we loved as children. Mm-hmm. I think that's why.
Yep.
So whatever you love, that's going to be the one that you love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So nobody said Terminator Genesis, though.
Absolutely not. Why yeah. would you?
Yeah. There you go. Mm. Well, but you know what? You can love two things. And just because I like the Star Wars one more doesn't mean that I think it's going to be a better movie necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whatever. We'll see how it all goes out. We'll judge, won't we, next year?
Oh, boy, yeah. I'm great at that.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk Star Wars this week. We're not going to do that. We're going to go straight into your favorite segment mm-hmm. that you may have prepared for.
Unlikely.
What we reading?
Oh, what we going to read. Yeah.
I'm doing the thing.
What are we reading today? Okay, what you've been reading?
I'm going to do something non-comic related uh-huh. and non-anything that we talked about today. Uh-huh. You're familiar with Mike Birbiglia,
yes.
obviously.
Yeah, Sleepwalk With Me
yep.
was his show, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which I haven't watched yet. I really want to watch that. Mm-hmm. I watched this week My Girlfriend's Boyfriend.
Uh-huh, yep.
Which have you seen?
I think I saw it live. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
He was in Melbourne briefly, like last year or the year before, and he did it at the Arts Centre.
Anyway, yeah. I watched that and it's incredible.
He's great, yeah.
It's probably one of the best stand-up uh-huh. things I've ever seen.
Yep.
It's more of a story than a... I mean, it is stand-up, obviously, but he really kind of weaves this tale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't want people to confuse it with... I think there was an Alyssa Milano movie in years ago sure, called uh-huh. My Girlfriend's Boyfriend.
Yep.
But it's on Netflix. Again, we don't get paid by Netflix.
No, exactly.
But... I just really, really enjoyed it. And it's really kind of touching and it goes through like him being like an awkward teenager and kind of yep. coming out of that, then being an awkward adult. And
yeah.
I just think I just thought it was brilliant. Mm. Yeah.
It's very good.
What about you?
Well, if we're talking Netflix, and yeah. we are because we're not sponsored by them, but we should be at this point. I watched Chelsea Peretti's stand-up special.
Okay, sure. She's
one of
great.
The greats. Yeah, yeah, it's really, really yeah. good. And she sort of plays with the whole concept of the stand-up special. Like she's clearly not taking it that seriously.
Good.
There's some weird cutaways where like, You know, you'll see the, you know, somebody will stand up and do a joke and then it'll cut to the crowd and they're just having a good time or
yeah.
whatever. It'll be like a baby or like like a guy standing up and going, I love you, Chelsea. You're a great stand-up comedian. And then it cuts back. Like it's...
That's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'll check that out. Mm. Do you find it's hard to search for things sometimes on Netflix? Like the categories aren't as good.
Well, I've only had it for 5 minutes.
But so. It's like action movies. And yep. it's like adventure movies. Like these are... You've put... The same, like, it's just the same list of movies. Uh-huh. That's what I find. Maybe it's just the Australian version.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to mention, Sean Willett's finished part one of the Batman versus Superman 2002 animation.
Excellent.
And it should be up by now.
Great.
I love it.
Yes.
I don't know whether anybody else would. Look.
He is so good at
he's
that.
He's so good. Look, even if you hate us, the animation is incredible.
Even if you hate us, but somehow you've gotten this far into the podcast.
Yeah, put it on mute and watch his, like... We've Skyped and he's taken me through all the pictures that he's drawn uh-huh. and just the detail that he puts into the pictures that are up there for like half a second.
Right. Just, yeah.
It's so good. It goes for like 6 minutes and the next one will be out in a month or so.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's... If you want to see some Batman v Superman stuff, get it bloody out there.
I will.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to jump into letters?
Let's do letters.
Hello, James and Mason! Exclamation mark.
Yep.
How you
Remember,
guys
do- everyone gets a nickname. Who's this guy?
Kyle.
Give me, all right, well, read the letter and I'll give him a nickname.
How are you guys going? Doing?
Confused, Kyle. Okay. How are we going and doing? I don't know.
No, you wrote doing. But that's your nickname now, Confused yep. Kyle. My name is Kyle and I'm listening to the podcast every week. I always laugh at all your sarcasm. I showed my dad one of your YouTube videos and he said that it was a perfect amount of sarcasm because you'd make a joke and that was it. Anyways, I was diagnosed with cancer in January of last year. Don't worry about it. My doctor says it's gone. Yes.
Nice. Cancer-free Kyle. New nickname.
My chemotherapy finished in October and left me without an immune system. This means that I haven't been able to go to school in person. Normally, I'll be bored out of my mind, but I started listening to your podcast in January. And
you can't have any of our immune systems.
You could give up some of your immune system.
Yeah, I guess I could probably.
You're bloody selfish, mate.
Yeah, sorry.
You got enough for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's the perfect solution to keep myself occupied. It's like listening to two friends having a conversation about comic book stuff. Two friends who hate each other.
I was going to say something positive, but now I'm so confused.
Because of the flood of comic book movies coming out in the last 5 years, I have a very serious question in regards to these movies that I believe you two need to answer on the podcast.
I'm ready.
Do you think that the actors who play comic book movie roles, or any roles in general, do not exist in the same universe? For example, does Samuel L. Jackson exist in the MCU? If they do, then it's weird because that basically means we have two Robert Downey Jr.'s who look exactly alike. If they don't, that's sad because it means that those actors were never born.
Or
were they just
sad.
In character the whole time?
Oh, that's a thorny issue, isn't it?
I thought about this, just popped in my head. On Captain America's list of things to watch, doesn't he have Pulp Fiction?
Oh, my God.
Somebody maybe pointed that out. It's probably not my own revelation.
Right, okay.
So someone exists.
Yeah.
Who's playing that Samuel L. Jackson role, but it might not be.
Right.
Like, do you remember the last action hero?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Terminator is played by Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
So is it a universe where other actors fill those roles?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Or do they just look exactly the same? Do they go into that Ocean's 11 territory? Ocean's 12 territory.
Oh, 12 territory.
Where Julia
she
Roberts
looks like Julia Roberts, is, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, here's my take on it.
Yep.
My take is that all the actors do exist.
Yeah.
But nobody thinks they look the same.
Okay,
like,
sure.
Like, nobody ever makes that connection in that universe.
And if they ever do, cancel all movies.
Yes. Yes.
Stop.
Yeah. No, but I think it's like, if you put them side by side, nobody would be like, these guys look the same.
Okay,
It would never come up.
Robert Downey Jr. doesn't have a beard.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
You've solved that problem. Well, that's it for me. Can I be the official detective of the podcast? Yes, you can.
Yes.
Cancer-free Detective Kyle.
Oh, boy.
Also, the cancer thing is true. I know you guys sometimes doubt the stories of people telling their letters. Do we doubt a lot of stories?
I'm sure I do. But it's just reflex. Like, sometimes I'm not even listening. I've always got one locked and loaded.
Yeah. Why would I lie about something like that? I have include proof in the email. Anyways, that's it. Talk to you guys later. Yours truly, Kyle. And he did include those pictures as well.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that's for real.
Yeah, man.
In case you think he's lying, Mason.
No, he's right.
He's pretty good. All right. This is from The Brute.
Always one ready to go. Okay, I'm ready.
He's doing the he does the theme song.
Yeah, the creator of our theme song,
That's for everybody else.
Yeah.
Because I assumed you remembered that. Mm-hmm. Still loving the show, guys. I listen every week. If you want me to take another crack at the shooting up your butthole, crack, get it?
Yeah, no, intended. I get it. No, I bloody get it, mate.
At the theme song, or maybe remove that particular phrase that gets husbands into trouble because their kids are singing it, I'd be happy to. I'd have some ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to hear that?
Yeah, let's have
another look. Regardless of whether or not we'd use that, we'd love to waste your time.
Definitely. just spend a couple of hours in the studio. Get all your instruments ready. Just, you know.
Get into it. I would love
that. Do some vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, if you don't want to do it, don't. Mm. But if you've got the time, go for it. Mm. Anyways, I'd love to say...
In many ways, I regret saying that in like the first episode or whatever it was. And now that's our tagline.
Yeah.
And now it's on t-shirts for some reason.
Maybe it is time for a change. I know people love it though. Anyway, let's just see what Kyle does.
I have a lot of fun
Kyle
with
does.
It.
Let's see what The Brute does. Anyways, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the Daredevil Netflix series. That feels like so long ago now, doesn't it? Such old news, mate.
Yeah.
Bloody The Brute. Bringing up old news. No, he's good.
Your head in, mate. No, that's I'm kidding. You're great.
I could tell the first 10 minutes that I would love it, and I was correct. I thought the costume was cool at the end, except for his kind of weird eyebrow things. Mm, I don't know. It just seemed weird.
They're going to have to tweak the mask for season
Absolutely.
2, I think. Yeah.
Why don't you guys do a speculatory, that might not be a word, I think it is, episode about what you want to expect in the upcoming Marvel Netflix ventures. Did you see we saw a picture of David Tennant as the Purple Man?
I didn't see that, no.
He's just in a purple suit.
Oh, okay, sure.
Disappointing?
Like a purple, not a purple bodysuit, but like a purple business suit.
Isn't that disappointing?
Yeah, a little bit.
They're going to have to knock him into a vat of purple.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, here's what I want to see.
Yep.
I know next to nothing about Jessica Jones, but I do know in the comics she hooks up with Luke Cage and they have a kid and they hire Squirrel Girl as their nanny. Netflix, bring Squirrel Girl to the MCU, or at least the MNU, the Marvel Netflix universe. Oh, that's very good. Is that what that's called, or did he invent that?
I think he's invented that.
That's very good. I don't know why I have such a fascination with Squirrel Girl. Squirrel? I can't say squirrel, apparently.
You can do it. I believe in you.
I just like her. It'll be a fun Easter egg. Hello, I watch a Netflix Squirrel Girl series. I've watched it 9 times. Well, at least once. What do you think? I genuinely don't know much about any other characters. Netflix is series-ing. Keep up the great work. Grab that gem. We will.
Yeah.
Squirrel Girl? I think
it cannot happen.
Not as a series, but maybe as a cameo.
I reckon they hire a babysitter. She comes with a pet.
Okay.
It's a squirrel.
She wears like a squirrel tail. Some people do that, don't they?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
They wear like a
perverts.
And people and fans of things.
Yeah, sure. Perverts.
Yeah, I want to see The Punisher. We mentioned
that. Me too,
that.
Definitely. Yeah. Let's do an episode on it.
Yeah. Mm. On what we want to see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Not next week. We'll do Star Wars next week. Unless something happens during the week that's amazing.
Just wearing purple slacks.
Yeah. Mm. What do you think?
Pretty good.
He's good. He looks like the character.
Yeah.
You know, he'd probably be a good Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Or some sort of moth.
Or a moth, yeah.
He'd definitely be a good moth.
Or a moth. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, The Brute. We're a big fan of you, aren't we?
Yes.
Last question.
I'm ready.
Hey, guys. I absolutely adore the podcast. So many compliments. Do you want to give The Brute a nickname, or is that who he is?
Barry Brute. No, I don't know.
I've listened to over 10 episodes in the past few days because I've been very ill. Doing so, I've come to the conclusion that the youngest listener is this 10-month-old child I babysit. I say this because he's a hard kid to watch and will cry if he doesn't hear people talk. So I'll play the podcast and he will somewhat stop crying. Somewhat.
Success.
Anyways, I'm requesting a bit of advice. In one of my classes, there's a boy who will follow me around and make degrading comments. I'm reluctant.
Snap his neck. Just straight up snap his neck.
Do you reckon rest his head on a curb and kick it in? Or grab him behind and snap his neck?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Should you do it?
But in front of people.
Yeah. So then people are like, oh, let's not.
Yeah.
Make degrading comments. Anyway, I'm reluctant to use the word degrading because it's more along the lines of, hey, that skirt would look better on my bedroom floor.
Ugh.
And he says other derogatory things that I won't.
Okay. Right.
Because sometimes kids listen to this.
Yeah.
He even asked
me. Are we qualified to give any advice on this situation?
Absolutely, we are.
Okay, I'm ready.
No, we're not. He even asked me to the Sadie Hawkins. That's a girl where...
You can't ask a guy can't ask... I know what a Sadie Hawkins is.
I don't know what it is. It says here, but yeah.
The Sadie Hawkins dance is when girls ask guys to dance.
Yeah.
It's a fun twist. But a guy can't ask a girl to it.
No.
That's not how it works.
No. I tried to talk to the teacher about it, but the guy's on the lower end of the autism scale. I can't get pulled from class because there is only 27 days left of school, and I'm asking you two because you two seem to have your lives together and can give me good advice. Goodbye, grab that gem, Heidi.
Wow.
So
it took me a long time to get my life together. Yeah. It's together right now.
We're quite, we got out of high school, and that's pretty much how you get through high school. You just get out of it eventually.
Right, exactly.
Regardless if you love it or you hate it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think anybody who looks back in high school and goes, those are the best years of my life.
Yeah.
Do something. Because that should not be the best years
of
your life.
Right.
If you're the best guy at high school or girl and everybody loves you and now they don't,
yep,
there's a reason for that.
Right, exactly.
Because you're probably a terrible human being.
Mm.
I don't know. I'd hate to say don't snap his neck.
No, don't do that.
This guy.
I was rash there. That's my first reaction to everything and I'm sorry. But yeah.
But this guy, by the sounds of things, and I don't know him.
Mm.
There's something else going on there with him.
Yes, yeah.
Whether it be the autism or whether it be things at home or whether it be that he really likes you but can't express it without...
Being a real prick.
Being a real prick. And, okay, when I was in primary school, right?
Yes.
There was this kid and he was horrible. Mm. Like, he was like a rabid dog.
And now we're best friends.
No, we're certainly not. And he just bail kids up and he was aggressive. He was like the Tasmanian tiger.
Devil.
but more violent.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, when I was 17, 19, I don't know, I saw him again up the street. His name was Troy.
Uh-huh.
And he was...
Are we... This is great.
No,
we haven't had one
no,
of these for a while.
This isn't
a revenge
thing. Will
you settle on your personal grievances?
And he was there and he was holding his mum's hand and I could see oh my God, this kid wasn't the full dollar or uh-huh. still isn't.
Right, okay.
Which made me think... You don't know everything about somebody,
okay,
basically.
Sure. Yeah.
So sometimes people are dicks and that sucks.
Yep.
But you shouldn't beat them up, I guess.
No, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Or should. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not really advice, is it?
No. Look, exactly. We're not in your situation. But
no. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not your fault, obviously.
Absolutely.
And so just, look, feel free to bail him up on this. Just be listen... I don't care for your nonsense.
Yeah, just, yeah.
You know.
It's a hard one. We don't know.
Look, like he might have some underlying... Boy, this got heavy, didn't it? He might have some underlying mental issues, but that, you know...
Yeah.
It's... Tell him to pull his bloody head in, all right?
Okay. I'm sorry, that sucks.
Yeah.
High school is sometimes not a fun place, or it's the best time of your life if you're a dickhead.
Yeah, precisely.
That's the show for this week.
Fantastic.
You got anything that you want to plug?
No.
All right. I'm on a couple episodes of Plumbing the Death Star this week.
I'll get to that. I keep promising to. Yes. It's been a long month. I've had no sleep.
Yeah, yeah. You've been comedy festivaling, and now it's come to an end.
Correct.
I'm on one tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm on today. What's today? And one on... We did a Avengers kind of prediction episode.
Okay, great.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of things out where they talk about the ending and whatever. I haven't seen any of that, so I don't know how it plays out. It's all guesswork.
Mm-hmm, cool.
But yeah. Mm. Also, my videos are not working in some region. I know.
You're working on it.
I'm sorry. I made some changes.
We'll figure it out.
But also, if you have like a Tor thing, like use a Tor browser.
VPN.
That's one. You can still get to them
wherever you are.
All right. Where are you at?
Oh, thank. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Yes.
You're at
Mr. Sano Movies.
And together.
Yes.
You'd think we'd be better at this now. Together, we're at Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Facebook and Gmail and Bandcamp. And we're at patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
That's correct.
Thanks to Barry Bruce and Bruce. The Basilisk. No, it's Barry Bruce now. It's evolved.
Barry Bruce. Okay, cool. Yeah. His name's Gabriel, but still.
Correct it is, yes.
Yeah, no, thank you. And for the Basilisk, for also the
absolutely,
Watch We Read theme.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, Star Wars. If you've got any opinions on the original Star Wars, send a shortish email. And
hear some fresh takes on it, because I know my opinions.
Yeah.
And boy, are they opinions.
I don't doubt that.
Mm.
Yeah. Please send them in.
Absolutely.
That's the show for this week. We are going to see Avengers this week, aren't we?
Oh, so exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that next week in any spoiler details because it's the US the week after. So
it'll just be us going,
hopefully.
Hopefully. Maybe it's, yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Get out there, guys. Grab that gem when you can.
Grab that gem. Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.